T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They can't. And the New York Post goes through the absolutely staggering math here. $8 trillion in new spending. That's what this 3.5, but not really $3.5 trillion new bill is. They lie so much, they can't even tell you what the actual cost is. That's, everything is a lie now from these people. The actual cost, listen to this, it's $8 trillion in new spending over the decade, of which $6 trillion would be borrowed. Okay. $6 trillion. We normally borrow half the $4 trillion federal budget, okay? So that's like throwing the equivalent of throwing three additional federal budgets into the decade, because hell, why not? It would be enough money, the New York Post writes, to eliminate the employee side of the payroll tax entirely. Wait. You mean like we wouldn't, if we just use this for you know, Social Security, Medicare, we could just not pay payroll taxes? Mm-hmm. But they'd rather waste it. They're going to spend $3 trillion on tree planting. Last I looked, Lee, trees were doing a very good job at planting themselves.
Yeah, they yes, many times they do.
Have you noticed this?
Yes, I
especially
have.
On the edges of your property,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
You got to fight those trees back, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, somebody tell the Democrats, those trees plant themselves. They have for all time.
Yeah.
We don't need $3 trillion to plant the trees for themselves. $3 billion, excuse me. Okay, so that is the equivalent. If you just didn't do this, you could deposit $60,000 into each family's bank account, okay? It would be printed, right? But you could do it. I mean, that is the scale of the waste is insane. Now, listen to this, okay? They say, keep in mind, Biden still has trillions of leftover campaign promises to implement after this, covering Social Security, health care, higher education, and other issues. If the entire agenda is enacted on top of this, the national debt, listen, this is staggering, held by the public, which was just under $17 trillion before the pandemic. It's $28 trillion now, okay? Would reach $44 trillion national debt a decade from now. So think about this. We would have started with $17 trillion national debt, that's the bill, before the pandemic, and we will reach $44 trillion a decade from now. Again, the entire U.S. economy is $19 to $20 trillion. That's the annual economy, just to put this in perspective. So we're beginning to spend half economies. They just blow half the economy.
You know, I'm beginning to think what they're planning on doing here is just doing this so that they can take credit for getting something done. But when it comes time to pay for it, it's like, you know what? Let's let a Republican president handle this.
And then we'll blame it.
Exactly.
As if
that administration, right, and Republicans, because of free market capitalism and conservative ideals, are solely responsible for the economic debacle that they have sunk the country into.
Now, here's another problem, and this is the absolute drunken tomfoolery of this. The Democrats are pretending that the Russians didn't just take away our printing press. See, the reason we can print more money than in other countries, like at this level, I mean, like most countries, UK prints some money. It's a very small amount compared to us because they can't do it. And the reason they can't do it is because they don't have the petrodollar. And what the petrodollar is a deal that Nixon cut in the 70s with Kissinger. We would act as the Saudis' personal army. That's why we're in the Middle East all the time, and we were through the Bush era. We'd act as their personal army, acting in their personal interest with American blood. And what they would do is use their power in OPEC to make sure that before you could buy a barrel of oil from OPEC and OPEC Plus, right, which is a couple of other nations, you had to first change your currency into U.S. dollars. Then you purchase the oil. That creates an absolutely massive inflation in the value of the U.S. dollar. In other words, the U.S. dollar is fakely inflated. Nobody actually knows what it's worth. But let me tell you what, a hell of a lot less now since the Russians took the petrodollar. The Russians went in while the Saudis watched Joe screw over our own citizens in Afghanistan. And I know what they said. It's what I would have said. Joe's leaving Americans behind deliberately as policy. Do you think he's going to keep up his end of the deal with you to keep the petrodollar? And the Saudis went, good point. And you know what they did? They ditched the deal they had with us to protect our dollar, and they went with Russia. So now oil, this hasn't started yet, but it's coming, okay? The deal has been cut, but they haven't done it yet. Now oil will be sold either in rubles, 33%, euros, 33%, or yuan. So what they did was took the printing press, took an axe to it, and split it three ways. It's not ours anymore. We can't do this. We can't. With it, the time when we could do it somewhat up to the trends, that's over. They took the printing press. It's gone. And Washington is pretending that they didn't. Either that or they're just trying to destroy the country economically for a generation. I go back and forth. I can't figure out what is. Is this end stage looting? Get every last printed dollar out of the treasury before the printing press goes kaput? Because, Lee, there's going to be some shock in America when that petrodollar changes hands, because our dollars are going to plummet some percentage in value. I don't know what it is.
No.
Nobody does. And have you noticed nobody is talking about this? Was huge news in Russia. This was big news in Europe. They took the printing press. It's gone. Now, wait, there is a way we could begin to combat this and save ourselves somewhat from what's coming. We need to ramp up oil production to the max. We need to go back to being the world's predominant oil and natural gas producer and export that. We need to go like mad people and open up new wells and demand that be sold in U.S. dollars. We can recover, I don't know, maybe a third of the printing press that way. But what is Biden doing right now? I'll let Cheryl Cassoni tell you in the next segment. Putting regulations on drillers that will shut down wells. You can't look at any of this in any other way than that this is a deliberate strategy to destroy the dollar and loot the treasury before it goes. It's madness. Oh, and by the way, Medicare is going to go broke in 2026. And without the printing press, I don't see how. Anyway, whatever. I guess we just won't worry about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The numbers are so insane, you almost can't wrap your mind around them. New York Post this morning, at the beginning of the pandemic, we owed $17 trillion. We now owe $28. And a decade from now, if the Biden plan goes forward, this $3.5 trillion package will add $8 trillion over a decade. It's not really a $3.5 trillion package. That's just the 1 year in cost. So we started $17 trillion we owe before the pandemic. We had $28 trillion as of roughly now. We would reach $44 trillion a decade from now. Again, the entire annual U.S. economy is only around $20 trillion. It's you can't wrap your mind around it. There's a reason the runaway inflation is hitting now. We've been borrowing money for a long time. Not at this clip, though. I mean, nothing like it. And to give you some idea, I mean, do you remember the Tea Party being formed? And mom and pop, who'd never gotten off the couch before, suddenly marching around with American flags, screaming and yelling. Do you realize what that was over? That was over Barack Obama's stimulus package. Remember that? And it was astonishing at the time, Amir, what, 11 years ago now? It was astonishing at the time because it was the most we'd ever spent in a single bill. It was a huge number. You know how much it was? $889 billion. That's it. We spent twice that in February, March, in the Biden plan. Nobody batted an eye. And if you look at what happened, do you remember during the Obama administration, do you remember what prices were like? Do you remember what it was like to go to the grocery store and come out with that one bag? It felt like you spent like $50 in a bag. And then it seemed like it got better, right? Like it kind of adjusted and recalibrated. That was because we were doing the printing then of the $889 billion. You can literally see the Fed balance sheet go up and prices go right up with it. It's a tax you feel immediately. So that is what $889 did. $889 billion did. And now we just dropped, you know, we did 1.9 this year. And early this year, we're going to do another 3.5. We're going to spend $3.5 trillion the first year, $8 trillion over the decade. And Biden hadn't even gotten started yet. What does this look like? So let me put it all together for you. $17 trillion is what we owe before the pandemic. We owe 28 now. We hit 44 at the end of the decade with Biden's spending. $44 trillion we will owe. Here's what they write in the New York Post this morning. The long-term danger is that today's irresponsible government borrowing is set to collide with 74 million baby boomers retiring into Social Security and Medicare systems that are projected by the Congressional Budget Office to run, you might want to sit down, a $112 trillion cash shortfall over the next three decades, including the resulting budget interest costs. Okay, Medicare goes broke for the first time in 26. Okay, that was not going to be that big of a deal with the printing press, right? So we could probably still going to have inflation, but we could print it. We don't have a printing press anymore. Russia took it. It's gone. We're a regular country now. We will be by then. We don't have a petrodollar to artificially inflate the value of our dollar. It'll plummet by some amount. Nobody knows how much. Nobody's talking about it because it's the biggest story out there. And in our dysfunction as Americans, one thing that we do is we never talk about the biggest thing out there. We never do. That's how you know it's the biggest thing. You ever known a big dysfunctional family like that? On the surface, they talk and talk and talk, but never about the things that matter because they can't go there because it'll implode the family. So they don't. And you got to go through years of psychological counseling to get through. You ever known a family like that? Or maybe it's a dysfunctional friendship. That's what we are. That's the kind of family we are. If the media's not talking about it, it's the biggest thing. They don't want us to know we lost the printing press or what that means. They don't want us to know that the next 50 years are going to be the Russian half century. Or perhaps the Chinese half century. I haven't figured it out yet. It was a clever move by the Russians because the Chinese were poised to take the petrodollar. I thought for sure they'd get it. The Russians undercut them and cut them in for a third so that the two countries don't end up at war, basically, at least economically. That was brilliant. We're headed into the Russian century. I don't know if you know that. They'll control the flow of oil and natural gas into Europe completely. Trump tried to set it up so we would, but that's over now. This is a Russian half century. You know what? I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Does that sound crazy? Our culture is so toxic. And Russia is a criminal oligarchy. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not a good country. But we are too. And they don't have our toxic woke culture. So on the balance, I'm not sure it's a bad thing. It's just going to hurt really badly economically to be here. It's a record, y'all. Never before seen. The largest jump in murders in a single year in U.S. recorded history. So the Democrats, with their depolicing, have managed to produce actual results. A staggering 4,901 bodies. A staggering 4,901 bodies more than in 2019. A 30% jump in homicides in a single year. It's never been done before. One of the ways the media was hiding this was saying, well, yeah, it's the biggest jump since the 60s. Well, NPR actually came clean in their report and explained that that's because we didn't start keeping crime stats till the 60s. So this is the biggest jump on record ever. And you know why it is? Almost all of it in 30 cities. The biggest jumps anyway. Now, to be fair, the jump was more evenly spread than it normally is, and we saw a lot of effect in mid-sized cities too, so I don't want to underestimate that. But the biggest jumps came in 30 cities. Every one of them, nearly every one of them, blue, a couple purple. This is the blueprint for the country. This is what Joe Biden would do. And he was one of those who signed on to the ACLU pledge to indiscriminately free 50% of the federal prison population off the top. If you have spent any time in the court system, as I did as a crime reporter, you cover the federal courts, you understand the federal courts put away the most dangerous criminals in our society. They aren't putting guys away for dime bags of pot on a corner. That doesn't happen. They exist to prosecute conspiracies. Because of federal conspiracy laws and because of cases that are just too big or too intricate for local police departments to handle. That's why they would bring the FBI in. Or they used to. I don't know if the FBI. Well, never mind. Anyway, that's what they do. So I spent years sitting in federal court. These are the worst of the worst. And Joe Biden signed a pledge with the ACLU to free half the prisoners to federal prison. I mean, I can't tell you the kind of people they'd have to let out. And the way the federal courts are used, I covered a drug case. They'll go after these criminals on drug charges because they've left a stack of bodies behind them, but they can't prove it. Because they prostituted underage girls for years, and they can't because the girls are afraid to testify. They can't do it. So they'll bring the girls in. The girls will testify about the drugs they saw, and they'll get them that way. These are horrible people. The Democrats see this, and they say it's not enough. They say it's not enough. And at the same time, the Democrat Party, which thinks nothing of 4,901 additional bodies, the majority of whom, by the way, are black, but they don't care. Many of whom are children and black. But they don't care. And what do they want to do? Disarm their potential victims, of course. What else would we do? This is one of the most interesting stats that comes out every year to me. Did you see this? According to the FBI crime stats that just came out, that's what's causing all this reporting. More people in our country were killed with the very dangerous weapons of fists and feet than by rifles. Now, keep in mind, what does the left tell us? When you get weapons of war off the street, what are those? They're rifles. A lot of them. They call them weapons of war, whatever crazy name they're applying. Got to take them all. Well, the UCR report from the FBI shows that 454 people were killed with rifles in 2020. 454. While 657 were killed with personal weapons, which defined as hands, fists, feet, etc. Similar thing happened in 2019 when 375 people were killed with rifles, but 639 were killed with hands, fists, feet, etc. See the problem there? Now, folks, the idea of taking rifles or any other kind of gun away from the American people when the Democrats insist on leaving our southern border wide open, where do you think that the rifles are going to come from in the future? Mexico! They're going to come from Mexico, just like pot. It's like drugs. It's like fentanyl from the Chinese. The Chinese will get right into the weapons business. Criminals will run wild. I mean, the Democrats have shown you what they could do. 30% increase in homicides in a single year. Holy hell. I mean, that is like, I mean, that is literally living hell in these poor cities. It's going to get worse. Those rifles will come right over the border. They're going into the hands of criminals, not you. So the only people who's not going to have these guns could be the people who want to defend their homes. That's the plan. It's absolutely the plan. Don't misunderstand. They don't want their voters, i.e. the criminals, confronted by a weapon when they're trying to use a weapon they bought from the cartel. By the way, do you see what's happening in Minneapolis? This is a crazy story. They have put scheduled. There's going to be a ballot initiative on the ballot to vote for in November, right? Get rid of the police department. They will replace the police with negotiators, with social workers, and with volunteers from the community. Okay, here's the fascinating part. This shows you why our country, we cannot live together as a country. They polled it. The Minneapolis Star polled this, right? A majority support it. Support it. They've seen an all-time high in murders in Minneapolis and nobody cares. They have people openly doing shootouts in broad daylight. They have street racing in Minneapolis. Nobody cares. Now, why does nobody care? Well, the thing is, some people do care. 41% oppose it. And the majority of them are black. They're black. And the majority of those in favor of it, according to the Minneapolis Star, white and college educated. It's not in their neighborhood. So they don't care. They think it's great. They want to dictate to black people how to live. It's so bad that 24 neighborhood leaders, most of whom are black, wrote a letter to the governor pleading with the governor to send in the National Guard. Pleading. He won't. It's not going to happen. So this is the reality of what they're planning. And they're going to, folks, I'm just going to tell you, there are going to be places in this country you can't live. You just can't. Not anymore. And this is not a 3% increase in murders. This is a one-year 30% increase in murders. It has never been seen before. What will this year look like? And next year? Under this system, because I'll tell you what's going on. They cut some of these police departments outright, but there's this depolicing thing that's unmeasurable. Whereas police are like, you know what? Used to be I would go out there to the corner and that guy's dealing drugs and kids are getting picked, you know, getting off the bus across the street and I'd go deal with him. But you know what? I'm not. I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to sit here. Not my problem. I'm going to cash my check. They don't want me to do anything anyway. That's what's going on all over the country. And that's what's causing this. That's what's causing it. Literal proof there is a buyer for everything. Do you like Michael Jordan? Do you love Michael Jordan? I went to UNC, right? Like everybody I knew had a Jordan poster in their dorm room. And this was way after Jordan, you know, was done. Had retired and all that. Still. A pair of Michael Jordans, I kid you not, used boxers. We're on the auction block over the weekend, and someone snapped that deal up for a mere $2,784. Look, you got to diversify. I mean, it's after the last hour. I mean, you got to diversify. You got to put your money into anything that might hold value. And I mean, I'd say at this point, this is as good as a dollar. Okay. Used, but define used boxers. Okay. According to the listing, they were dry cleaned. They still had the dry cleaning tag on them, but they showed evidence of definite use, which increased their value. Oh my gosh. The drawers were provided by Jordan's friend and bodyguard, John Michael Wozniak. He also provided some suits, coats, dress shirts, and ties for auction, but none of them had any shall we say, built-in signs of use. So there you go. I wonder what that'll retail for in a couple of years. I don't know. It's too late, though, if you wanted them. They're gone. They've been sold. So can't have them. All right. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes here, this is what the voters asked for. This is what the Democrats promised. Another texter writes, Tara, I cried my eyes out when my guns fell into the river when the boat turned over. Sad day. I guess I will have to save up and start again. Texter writes, Tara, I guess we will need to get rid of all the assault gloves and assault boots. Yeah. Texter writes, faux POTUS CCP Joe is consistent. This texter writes, he consistently does the exact wrong thing. Scientific evidence would lead to a suspension of the shot, not a mandate to take it. Another texter writes, more people are stabbed instead of shot. So are we going to ban? Okay, that's with rifles, to be clear, not pistols. That's with rifles. But still, what is it the Democrats want to take? Rifles! More people are stabbed instead of shot with rifles. So are we going to ban knives? Actually, they tried that in the UK. Oh, yeah, they go through phases where they try to take the sharp knives and they ban knife sharpening and you've got to cut your steak with a scissor. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. More people are kicked to death than shot. So are we going to ban feet? It's always the gun and the gun manufacturer's fault, never the human aspect of it being bad. You notice it's never that way with cars, though. And people in the upstate kill with them. And people in South Carolina kill with them at near the highest rate in the country. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to take those away from those drivers. No, no. And I'd support that. At a certain point. Texter writes, Tara, what does a Russian century look like? Wow, that's a good idea for a Battleground podcast. I can't possibly do it in a single show, though. I don't know, but I'm thinking it's going to look better culturally than an American century. Russia is going to rule Europe because of Joe Biden greenlighting that pipeline. Absolutely rule Europe. And now they've got a third of our printing press. So I don't know. But it's like I said, and people still think mistakenly that Russia is a communist country. It's nothing like that. Putin's got the Communist Party on their heels in Russia. They're a punchline. But what Russia is a criminal oligarchy run by highly sophisticated criminals. So is it a good thing that this will probably be the Russian century and maybe the Chinese century too? Probably not. But I mean, our country is a criminal oligarchy. So I mean, I don't know. And they're not woke and we are. So I mean, whose culture is more toxic? Ours. So is that a bad thing? You'd have to try to convince me. I'm not sure. It's just going to hurt us economically. That's all. It's going to cause pain here. But for the world, I'm not convinced it's a bad thing. Texter writes, what are you and your husband doing financially to protect yourself? Right now, there are no good investments. I mean, I guess you could say individually there are maybe some stocks and stuff. Diversity, big time diversity. And a lot of people are moving out of gold into Bitcoin. And so you're seeing gold stagnate in a weird way and Bitcoin fluctuate all over the place as corporations and people and everybody tries to figure out where to put their value because of what's coming. If you want to see the real state of things, just Google Bitcoin or crypto right now and look at how many corporations have adopted Bitcoin trading technology in the last 6 months. It'll stagger you. It's because they're all anticipating the collapse of the dollar at some point in the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.